The Senate will please come to order. Roll call.
Roll call for Friday, February 6th. Anderson District 2.
Here.
Anderson District 28.
Here.
Barnard.
Here.
Bebout.
Here.
Burns.
Here.
Case.
Present.
Christensen.
Here.
Coe.
Here.
Cooper.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Dockstetter.
Here.
Driscoll.
Here.
Emmerich.
Here.
Esquivel. Geis.
Here.
Hastert.
Here.
Hicks.
Here.
Johnson.
Here.
Kinski.
Here.
Landon.
Here.
Meyer.
Here.
Pappas.
Here.
Perkins.
Here.
Peterson.
Here.
Ross.
Excused.
Rothfuss.
Here.
Scott.
Here.
Von Fladern. Wasserberger.
Here.
President Nicholas.
Here.
29 present, 1 excused.
Please join us in the prayer with Father Cronkleton.
Let us pray. Lord God, today we reach the midpoint of our legislative session, and it is the last day for bills originating here in the Senate to be reported out of committees. And most thankfully, it's Friday. We have a lot of work scheduled for today. May we wait labor swiftly and diligently as bills are read, debated, amended, and passed. Let the tasks and the day pass quickly. For those of us on the road this weekend, give safe travel and a restful time at home. For those unable to return home, watch over our families, friends, and businesses, and may our absence not adversely affect them. Bless us. Bless our families and friends, bless our work, and bless our great state. Amen.
Please join us in the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Play ball. Play ball.
Will the reading clerk please read the Journal Committee report?
Mr. President, your Journal Committee reports that the Journal of February the 5th, 2015, has been read and recommends that it be approved. Senator Jeff Wasserberger, Chairman.
You've heard the report. Are there any objections? There being none, the report is adopted. And I also note that the Journal Committee now is in possession of one bill. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. President, may I privilege the floor?
You may.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, it's a majority party will be caucusing this morning right after second reading.
Thank you. Senator Hastert.
Majority party will be caucusing upstairs at the same time. Thank you.
Thank you. See, the doctor of the day is Dr. Larry Kirvin. Larry's from Buffalo. Larry and I actually attended Oregon State University together, and we could actually drive from Wyoming to Corvallis in not very many hours. We got that down quickly. If you would give Dr. Kirvin a warm welcome. And the nurse today is Carolyn Baker, who is the spouse of Representative Baker. If you give her a warm welcome. Today is day 19 of the proposed 37-day session. The last day of bills reported out of committee, the House of Origin, is today. Monday is the 9th is the last day for committee of the whole, House of Origin. So if you have a bill, it needs to be out there. And ladies and gentlemen, this morning we have the great honor to welcome U.S. Representative Former Senator Cynthia Lummis back to Wyoming legislature. Prior to being elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, she served 14 years in the Wyoming House and Senate and 8 years as the Wyoming State Treasurer. She is currently serving on the Committee on Natural Resources and the Committee on Oversight and Government Reform, where he's chairman of the new Subcommittee on Interior. Congressman Lummis continues to be involved in the operations of the Lummis Family Ranch located in Laramie County while proudly serving the residents of Wyoming. Please help us give a warm welcome to U.S. Representative Lummis.
Mr. President, may I have the privilege of the floor?
You may.
Good morning. I note with some chagrin that Dick Loeschke has kept the water glass out of my reach this morning. Some of you may recall last year when I came to visit with you, I made a grand gesture and hit the water glass, and it went flying across here, and Dick Loeschke got his second shower of the day, and so he's keeping the glass at a distance today, but I do want to acknowledge Dick's perseverance in light of that slight a year ago. Dick, would you please stand? I would like to award you with a certificate for dry cleaning of one suit awarded to Dick Loeschke on this day. Thanks for your service here.
Thank you.
I understand that my old friend Earl Christensen passed away this week. The very first person who called me when I was elected to the Wyoming legislature in 1978 was Earl Christensen. He had been the chairman of the committee that I interned for when I was a senior at the University of Wyoming. He was chairman of the Senate Agriculture, Public Lands, and Water Resources Committee. It was through that experience and my wonderful relationship with Earl Christensen and his committee that I became smitten with the Wyoming legislature. And it brought about 14 fabulous years here where I met friends like Charlie Scott, with whom I was also a freshman. Charlie, what is this, 35 years? 37 years. Are you the longest serving legislator in the history of Wyoming? Are you? Are you? Would you stand up? Congratulations. Your knowledge, your counsel, and your service have been exemplary, Charlie, or Senator Scott. Thank you for your service to Wyoming and to all of us. I met my husband here. We had a wonderful 31-year marriage, and I want to thank you all for your kindness, your calls, your cards, your letters, your condolences. When he suddenly passed away on October 24th. It was a shock to all of us. It is a blessing here in this state to have people like Al Wiederspahn, people like Charlie Scott, people like Earl Christensen to serve our state who loved and love it so much. I would like to discuss two things with you today. One is I want to commend the Wyoming legislature for its foresight. This legislature has always understood, and Senator Scott is a perfect testament to that, that this state has booms and bust cycles that are unpredictable, that can come at very unexpected times, and that can have a duration that is unforeseen at the time they begin. When we save money during those years when we have high energy prices, we provide ourselves with a cushion during those years when we do not. Such seems to be the case right now with oil plummeting, with gas prices down, and with coal production declining. We may be in for a revenue rough patch. So I commend you for your good judgment in saving money during the fat years, and well, let's hope that we're facing lean months and not lean years. I had a meeting yesterday with Speaker Boehner, a one-on-one meeting, and I went to him and said, Mr. Speaker, this is the state of Wyoming's economy at the moment. Oil prices have declined. Coal production is down. Natural gas prices are down. This Congress took away 2% of Wyoming's federal mineral royalties permanently. And this Congress took away our abandoned mine lands monies to spend them on things they thought were higher priorities. Not to spend them on abandoned mines, mind you, and not to spend them for the cost of collecting federal mineral royalties, but simply for the cost of whatever the Congress of the United States feels is a better expenditure, breaking promises that were long made to this state. I told the Speaker, when I handed him my memo summarizing the facts of what has happened to Wyoming, that this is my highest priority, to return Wyoming what is due Wyoming. And to his credit, the Speaker said, I'm going to sit at that table over the noon hour, and I'm going to read your memo, and I'm going to take it to heart. So I am hopeful that Speaker Boehner and the Senate, now in the hands of people who hopefully will listen to Senators Enzi and Barrasso, that this is our highest legislative priority, and we will work our level best to ensure that Wyoming is treated fairly as a full member of the United States of America. I cherish my time here. I am proud of my service here. I am proud of your service here. This state, as we say almost every time we visit with you, is the example of what America should be. And my affection for you, for this chamber, for the chamber down the hall, and for this beloved state will never end, never diminish, will shine always. Thank you for your service, and thank you, Mr. President. I yield back.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Congressman Lummis, we do thank you for taking the time to be with us today, and we know it's a busy schedule. We appreciate your being here. Father Conkleton, I think this is your last day with us. We sure appreciate it. We've got a coin for you, just as a memory of, we'd like to give you, and thank you again for spending your week with us.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Reports from standing committee.
February the 6th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agricultural, State, Public Lands, and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 8, Landowner Indemnification, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. I, Senators Barnard, Christensen, Dockstader, Emmerich, and Guy, Senator Emmerich, Vice Chairman. February the 6th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number 5, Agricultural State Public Lands and Water Resources, to whom was referred House Bill 70, Engrossed Omnibus Water Bill Construction, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Barnard, Christensen, Dockstader, Emmerich, and Geis, Senator Emmerich, Vice Chairman. February the 6th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred House Bill 57, Engrossed, Health Insurance Medical Necessity Reviews, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass amended. Aye, Senators Kraft, Driscoll, Landon, Peterson, and Scott, Senator Scott, Chairman. February the 6th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number 1, Judiciary, to whom was referred House Bill 16, Offenses Against Public Administration, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, Kinski, and Von Fladeren, Senator Christensen, Chairman. February the 6th, 2015, Mr. President, your committee number 1, to whom was referred House Bill 14, Electronic Citations, reports back with a recommendation that it do pass. Aye, Senators Christensen, Escobel, Hicks, Kinsey, Von Fladeren, Senator Christensen, Chairman.
Nothing from that. We're at that order of businesses. Business. Bills on second reading. Senator Christensen.
Mr. President, House Bill 15 Engrossed has an appropriation. I'd ask that it be re-referred to Committee Number 2 Appropriations.
What's the title of that bill?
Restoration of Voting Rights by Department of Corrections.
I'm told it's not read in yet, so we need to wait till it's read in, Senator, and then we'll, if you'll ask, be done then. Bills on second reading. Senate File 95, second reading of the bill.
Senate File 95, speed limits.
There are no amendments, no discussion. Senate File 95 having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objection, is so ordered. Senate File 121, second reading of the bill.
Senate File 121, career and technical training grants.
Senate File 121, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Senate File 122, second reading of the bill.
Senate File 122, Vision 2020.
No amendments, no discussion. Senate File 122, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time, hearing no objection, is so ordered. Senate File 134, second reading of the bill.
Senate File 134, Bighorn Sheep Plan.
Do we have an amendment on that? Thank you. There is an amendment. If the reading clerk would please read in the amendment.
Senate File 134, second reading amendment number 1 to substitute bill number 1, page 1, line 6.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, based on some of the discussions in first reading in this, what I'd first like to do is there was some discussions as to whether the report that was adopted in 2004 was a fact of plan. Members of the Senate, what I do is on your desk, you have a handout here. And it'll say Senate File 134. What you find through this is the 2004 plan that was a series of recommendations on how to manage interactions between domestic and bighorn sheep. We'd operated under those principles for about 10 years, but due to some of the issues that are arising, this last year You'll see that the Wyoming Livestock Board adopted it. If you go to the first provision in there, you'll flip over to the second page on your handout where it says Wyoming Livestock Board, that they moved to support the goals of the plan. They reference it as a plan there, and then just requested that the Forest Service and the BLM use, again, Wyoming's plan in any federal agency decision. If you go to the next page, it's a joint Wyoming Game and Fish Board of Agriculture meeting held this last September. At that point in time, it says the commission and the board strongly support the final report and recommendations from the Wyoming statewide Bighorn Domestic Sheep Interaction Work Group, dated September 2004. Then if you turn over to the next page, this is a minutes from those, or a letter to the U.S. Forest Service Region 4. If you go to the first bullet point in there, this is a letter sent by the Wyoming Game and Fish Commission and the Wyoming Board of Agriculture. They say implementation of the state working group plans, goes through and talks about that. And then if you go to the last letter dated January 12th of 2015, this is from the governor's office, again to Region 4, the Forest Service, regarding this bighorn sheep, domestic sheep risk assessment that the Forest Service is conducting. In this letter, the governor says the Wyoming Domestic Sheep Bighorn Sheep Interaction Work Group Management Plan is strong. It has served Wyoming well. I support Wyoming's plan and will continue to direct the state agencies to follow it. So, members of the body, what you find out is it's a synonym. The working group report of 2004 has been adopted. It is now Wyoming's plan. With that, members, what I'd like to do is, Mr. Chairman, second reading Amendment 1 to Senate File 134 been moved? If not, I'd like to move at this time.
It's moved.
Go to the amendment. There was some discussion as the current language as it was wrote in the bill, whether that was adequate in conformance of adopting a state plan. So if we go to the amendment, it brings in on page 1, line 13, it just includes the word Wyoming to make sure that it's Wyoming's plan for domestic and bighorn sheep. If you go to page 2, lines 1 through 14, we're going to delete those. Those are the old section A and B in the bill. And we're going to bring in a new section A, B, C, and D. Section A now includes a provision for the Wyoming Bighorn Domestic Sheep Plan will be developed, maintained by rule and regulation as provided in this section to address the potential conflicts between domestic and bighorn sheep. The final report and recommendations from the Wyoming Statewide Bighorn Domestic Sheep Interaction Working Group dated September 24th, 2000, together with the appendices, are now adopted as by the group, is adopted as the initial Wyoming Bighorn Sheep Plan. This just says that 2004 report that the letters from the governor and the other agencies have adopted is, in fact, the report as it is the plan as it exists today. If we go to the new subsection B, it establishes a process for modifying that plan through rules and regulations. It says changes to the plan may be revised and amend the plan through the rulemaking process pursuant to the APA. It requires all three agencies, both the Department of Ag, Game and Fish Commission, and the Livestock Board for concurrence on those changes to the plan. Subsection C just outlines the intent and the goals of the plan. The new subsection D just says where that plan will be located at. It'll be retained on the Game and Fish's website. So, members of the body, I'd ask for your favorable consideration of adoption to standing committee, or a committee, second reading, amendment number 1 to second reading to Senate File 34, and ask for your favorable consideration.
Any discussion on the amendment? There being none, the question is on second reading, amendment number 1. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That amendment has been adopted. We're back on the bill. Is there any discussion on the bill? There being none. Senate File 134 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Senate File 136, second reading of the bill.
Senate File 136, expedited EMT licensing.
There are no amendments, no discussion. Senate File 136, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Senate File 138, second reading of the bill.
Senate File 138, Small Business Innovation Research Matching Funds.
We have discussion on the bill. Senator Rothfuss.
Mr. President, I've had staff put together a memo to discuss the concerns from the good senator from Lander. It's not on your desk yet. It's going to be distributed over the course of the day, so you'll have that perhaps in a couple of hours. But what it gets at is the concept that this program would be similar in its scope and activity to a program that we've had for quite some time since 2007, which is the Clean Technology Research Grants issued by the Advanced Conversion Technology Task Force under Wyoming Statute 2117-121. They have similar concepts in that they're grants for economic development through research and development to profit corporations, where the interest for the state or the public interest would come down to that economic development and the possibility of substantial commercialization in the state of Wyoming. But again, that's speculative. Mr. President, I would also note that the memo, when you receive it, will indicate that the Wyoming Supreme Court has not ruled on this specifically enough to decide in the state of Wyoming whether or not economic development is a significant or a sufficient public purpose to be justified under our Constitution. In other states, that has been done, and that decision has been made, but our court has not ruled in accordance with that, so there still is some speculation, but I'll make sure, Mr. Chairman, that everybody, or Mr. President, that everybody has this same memo by the end of the morning. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Case.
I'd like to thank the good senator from Laramie for providing that memo. I urge you to read it. Mr. President, and to take up our Constitution at the same time, you'll see that Article 16, Section 6 very clearly prohibits state funds from being used for this purpose. There are two exceptions further in the Constitution. One is the Legacy Amendment 4 program, which this is not, and there's the other one for local economic development grants, which this is not. So think about that when we come to third reading.
Further discussion? There being none, Senate File 138 having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, that finishes the second reading. We're now about to enter the third reading. Do you have a
go ahead
announcement?
Mr. President, may I approve the floor?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, the majority party will caucus immediately up in the Corporations Committee room back up here.
The Senate shall stand in recess until the sound of the gavel.